This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Columbia's city council members have approved a rezoning of the Regency Mobile Home Park. The move will pave the way for the site to be used for student housing development. Texas-based housing development company Aspen Heights has plans to build a new student complex on the land following a purchase from the site's current owners, the Churchill Group. The mobile home park has already been set to close in a controversial move that displaces dozens of families that currently live at the park. Preliminary figures have been released showing the number of Missouri high school students that graduated this year. The numbers, released yesterday, also used for the first time a federal guideline that only takes into account students who take 4 years to finish high school. Michelle Clark is with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. She says the requirement will make it possible to compare Missouri's performance with other states.
Now, the traditional way that Missouri has been calculating its graduation rates are based on a graduate cohort, which does include the students who take longer than 4 years to graduate. So there's two rates. There's two ways of looking at the data. Both are useful.
Clark says, though, the new four-year rate will enable Missouri to be compared with other states. Full results are due to be released December 1st. University of Missouri head football coach Gary Pinkel has publicly apologized for letting down players and fans. Pinkel held a press conference with his lawyers yesterday to apologize for his arrest and guilty plea on a misdemeanor charge of drunken driving. KBIA's Sarah Radel has this.
Pinkel says he is sorry for letting down his players and fans.
You know, when you're wrong, you're wrong. And I had to stand up to him and tell him how I felt and how I failed him. And that was one of the more difficult things I've ever had to do in my life.
Pinkel is serving a week-long suspension from Missouri Athletics and was not allowed to attend Saturday's game. He watched the game with friends at his condo at the Lake of the Ozarks. Seeing his team win, he says, was one less burden to bear.
You don't do what I did to a team 48 hours for a game. You don't do that. To have your team be able to get themselves together with the great coaching that we have and the leadership, it's just remarkable they could do that.
Pinkel pleaded guilty to the charge and agrees with his punishment of a week-long suspension and loss of $300,000 of pay. He will rejoin his team Thursday. Sarah Radel, KBIA News.
With holidays approaching, a Callaway County program that helps families in need over the holidays is getting significantly more applications from families in need this year. While some past donors have had to cut back on their contributions for the program, citing the economy, KBIA's Allie Crutcher has more.
Adopt a Family is a charity organization allowing community members to make donations for low-income families, and applications are still pouring in. The program has seen significantly more requests from families this year than last. Callaway Action Network Director Julie Rourke has organized Adopt a Family for the last 12 years. She says they need many more donations as new families are still applying.
Still entering these families into our system, I would say several hundred more adoptions need to be made for us to be successful with this year.
Rourke says some of their past donors have had to reduce contributions due to the economy. She says the program has always had strong community support, and there is no donation too small. Allie Crutcher, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.